Chapter 65. I have been ready to give an answer to those who did not make prayer to me. I have been offering myself to those who were not searching for me. I said, here am I, to a nation which gave no respect to my name. All day my hands have been stretched out to an uncontrolled people, who go in an evil way, after the purposes of their hearts, a people who make me angry every day, making offerings in gardens, and burning perfumes on bricks, who are seated in the resting places of the dead, and by night are in the secret places, who take pig's flesh for food, and have the liquid of disgusting things in their vessels, who say, keep away, do not come near me, for fear that I make you holy. These are a smoke in my nose, a fire burning all day. See, it is recorded before me, says the Lord. I will not keep back my hand, till I have sent punishment for their sins and the sins of their fathers, who were burning perfumes on the mountains, and saying evil things against me on the hills. So I will take the measure of their sins, and will send the punishment for them into their breast. This is the word of the Lord, as the new wine is seen in the grapes, and they say, do not send destruction on it, for a blessing is in it. So will I do for my servants, in order that I may not put an end to them all. And I will take a seed out of Jacob, and out of Judah one who will have my mountains for a heritage, and the people I have taken to be mine will have it for themselves, and my servants will have their resting place there. And Sharon will be a grassland for the flocks, and the valley of Achor a resting place for the herds, for my people whose hearts have been turned back to me. But as for you who have given up the Lord, who have no care for my holy mountain, who get ready a table for chance, and make offerings of mixed wine to fate, your fate will be the sword, and you will all go down to death, because when my voice came to you, you made no answer, you did not give ear to my word, but you did what was evil in my eyes, desiring what was not pleasing to me. For this cause says the Lord God, my servants will have food, but you will be in need of food, my servants will have drink, but you will be dry, my servants will have joy, but you will be shamed, my servants will make songs in the joy of their hearts, but you will be crying for sorrow, and making sounds of grief from a broken spirit. And your name will become a curse to my people, and the Lord God will put you to death, and give his servants another name, so that he who is requesting a blessing will make use of the name of the true God, and he who takes an oath will do so by the true God. Because the past troubles are gone out of mind, and because they are covered from my eyes. For see, I am making a new heaven and a new earth, and the past things will be gone completely out of mind. But men will be glad and have joy forever in what I am making, for I am making Jerusalem a delight, and her people a joy. And I will be glad over Jerusalem, and have joy in my people, and the voice of weeping will no longer be sounding in her, or the voice of grief. No longer will there be there a child whose days are cut short, or an old man whose days have not come to their full measure, for the young man at his death will be 100 years old, and he whose life is shorter than 100 years will seem as one cursed. And they will be building houses and living in them, planting vine gardens and getting the fruit of them. They will no longer be building for the use of others, or planting for others to have the fruit, for the days of my people will be like the days of a tree, and my loved ones will have joy in full measure in the work of their hands. Their work will not be for nothing, and they will not give birth to children for destruction, for they are a seed to whom the Lord has given his blessing, and their offspring will be with them. And before they make their request I will give an answer, and while they are still making prayer to me, I will give ear. The wolf and the lamb will take their food together, and the lion will make a meal of grass like the ox, but dust will be the snake's food. There will be no cause of pain or destruction in all my holy mountain, says the Lord.